在我们每一个人的人生里头，啊，会有顺利的时候，会有困难的时候。
In each one of our lives, there will be times, that are easy and times that are hard.
啊，无论在什么时候，我们知道神爱我们，神跟我们同在。
But no matter what time we're in, we know that God loves us and is with us.
啊，虽然是在平顺的时候，我们也需要神跟我们同在。
Even in times of ease, we need God with us.
啊，因为无论在任何的时刻里头，我们都要面对着信仰的挑战，这个属灵的征战。
Because regardless of what age we live in, we must face spiritual battles.
啊，不是在困难的时候才会有征战。
It's not that only in times of difficulty that we will have spiritual battles.
啊，就是在平顺的时候，我们仍然要过着信仰的生活，仍然是会有是在征战当中。
But even in normal, everyday, peaceful life, we will have spiritual battles.
啊，所以今天晚上我们继续来看啊这些历代的这些古圣徒啊他们在信仰上的征战。
So tonight we will look at history's saints.
我们请看创世纪第五章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 5.
创世纪第五章二十一节。
Genesis chapter 5 verse 21.
二十一节，以诺活到六十五岁，生了马土撒拉。
21. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah.
二十二节，以诺生马土撒拉之后，与神同行三百年，并且生儿养女。
22. And after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters.
23. 节以诺共活了365岁。
23. Altogether, Enoch lived 365 years.
24. 节以诺与神同行，神将他娶妻，他就不再世了。
24. Enoch walked with God, then he was no more, because God took him away.
啊，从以诺到挪亚大概啊经过了一千年。
From Enoch until Noah was probably about 1,000 years.
啊，那我们知道啊，这个挪亚的时代啊是一个罪恶很大的一个时代。
Now we know that Noah's age was a wicked age.
哦，所以以诺跟挪亚相差大概一千年。
So the difference between Enoch and Noah was 1,000 years.
所以比较以诺的时代跟挪亚的时代啊，以诺所处的时代啊，应该比挪亚的时代啊还来的这个啊平安啊，没有那么多的罪恶。
If we compare Enoch's age to Noah's age, Enoch's age was probably more peaceful and less wicked.
啊，但是我们也看到说，这以诺在信仰生活当中啊，他也是一个。这个得胜者。
But we can see that even in Enoch's life, he was a victor.
啊，在平安顺利当中，还是要成为一个在信仰上，还是要做一个得胜者。
Even when living a peaceful life, we must be a victorious Christian.
或许我们现在啊是处在一个啊，就像以诺的时代一样啊，算是平安。顺利的时刻。
Maybe we're living in an age that's peaceful like Enoch's.
哦，所以以诺啊，可以成为我们现在一个啊很好的榜样。
Therefore, Enoch can become an example for us, a good example.
啊，所以今天晚上我们一起来思想一下以诺所留给我们的榜样。
So tonight, let's consider the example that Enoch left for us.
啊，在他平顺的时刻里头，他得胜的原因是什么？
And what the reason that he was able to be victorious in his peaceful time was?
啊，第一个，在平顺的时候，他仍然能够有一个美好的信心。
The first point is that even in the peaceful time he was in, he had faith, good faith.
这个信心可以在不同的环境里头来表现出来。
And this faith could be expressed in different kinds of environments.
啊，我们常常所提到的是在困难当中所表现出来的信心。
We often make mention of the faith in difficult times.
啊，其实，在平顺当中的信心也是 宝贵的，也是啊蒙神所纪念的。
Actually, the faith in peaceful times is also very valuable and is something that God remembers.
哦，所以以诺也被列在希伯来书十一章里头这些啊有信心的古圣徒之一。
Therefore, Enoch was counted among the righteous in Hebrews 11.
啊，这些有信心的古圣徒。
Among those who had faith.
好，我们请看希伯来书十一章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章第五节。
Hebrews 11, verse 5.
第五节，以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他。因为神已经把他接去了，只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
By faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. Verse 11.
所以第五节一开始就提到以诺啊，是一个有信心的古圣徒。
So here it talks about.Enoch was someone of old with faith.
第六节，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Verse 6, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
这个第五节说，这个以诺他得神的喜悦。
Verse 5 said that he was commended as one who pleased God.
那他为什么得神的喜悦呢？第六节说是因为信心。
So why was he commended by God? It was because, as stated in verse 6, that he had faith.
那为什么说以诺啊，他是一个有信心的人？
So why was Enoch someone who had faith?
啊，这个跟他所生的儿子的所起的名字有关系。
This has something to do with the name of his son.
这个我们再看回创世纪的第五章。
Let us turn back to Genesis chapter 5.
二十一节说，以诺活到六十五岁，他生了马土撒拉。
Verse 21 says, when Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah.
那这个马土撒拉这个名字的意思啊，它是啊有一个很特别的意思在里头。
The name Methuselah contains a special meaning.
啊，说当这个人死了，啊，那个啊就会啊神就会啊给这个世界上一件事情。
It means that.Once this person with this name passes away, God will give a message to the world.
那个他是这样写哈。When he is dead, it shall be sent. 就有一件事情会被发生在这个地上，或者送到这个地上。
It means his name means when he is dead, something will be sent and something will happen.
那我们都知道啊，就是这个马土撒拉死的时候呢，啊，也就是挪亚时代洪水来到的时刻。
And we know that when Methuselah died, it was the age of Noah when the flood came.
所以这个挪亚啊，他应该是得到神给他的启示。
So Noah must be the one that
不是这个以诺啊，得到神给他的启示。
So Enoch.Must have been the one that was given the message.
所以他将儿子起名叫马土撒拉。
Therefore, he gave his son the name Methuselah.
这个儿子死的，这个马土撒拉死的时候会有灾难来到。
That is to say, once his son dies, there will be a disaster coming.
但是以诺距离这个洪水的来到是一千年。
But Enoch was 1,000 years away from the flood.
所以以诺活着的时候应该是很太平很顺利的时刻。
So when Enoch lived, it should have been a peaceful era.
但是他相信神给他的那一个启示。
But he believed the message prophecy sent by God.
他并没有 就来享受啊那个平安啊，在这个肉体上啊来享受那个平安顺利的时刻。
He did not simply enjoy the worldly peaceful era that was given to him.
哦，他反而更加的来看重信仰的事情跟神的关系。
Rather, he placed more emphasis on things of faith, things of God.
哦，他跟神同行，他得神的喜悦。
He walked with God and was commended by God.
哦，这是一个很不容易的事情。
This is a difficult thing.
哦，我们常常在反省我们的信仰。
Oftentimes we think about our faith.
哦，我们常常发现说，啊，是在困难的时刻，让我们的信仰，让我们的灵性提升了。
We realize that in difficult times, our faith is able to be raised.
啊，常常在很成功、很顺利的时刻，就信仰的层面来讲，常常是空白的。
And oftentimes, in peaceful times, our faith is an empty slate. 啊，
就像我们今天，我们也都知道，主耶稣要来的日子是越来越近了。
And just like now, we know that Jesus' coming is closer and closer.
哦，但是我们是不是有像这个啊以诺这样子，更努力的来跟神同行，更努力的来得神的喜悦
？Yet are we like Enoch who draws closer and closer to receive God's commendation？ 啊，
这跟得神的喜悦啊，是我们信仰生活里头一个重点。
So pleasing God is an important point in our life of faith.
不但跟神同行，而且得神的喜悦。
Not only must we walk with God, but we must please God.
哦，这个在一起的人呢，不一定能够互相觉得很快乐。
Just because two people are together, they may not be happy together.
哦，这个跟神同行，而且还要得神的喜悦，这个才算成功得胜。
Rather, victory is defined.By walking with God and pleasing God.
一个跟我们在一起的人，我们为什么会喜欢这个人
？Why do we like people that are with us?
一定是这个人啊，跟我们很多的这种啊，我们的很多想法啊，都可以沟通啊，甚至是可以啊，很相同。
It must be because that person is similar to us, and we can communicate our thoughts with him.
那这个以诺啊。他跟神同行，而且他能够去体会神的心。
Now Enoch not only walked with God, but he could understand God.
他知道神的旨意，而且他也来跟从神的旨意。
He knew God's will and he followed God's will.
我们都知道神的旨意啊，并不是要来刑罚罪人。
We know that God's will is not to condemn the sinners.
哦，神的旨意是希望罪人能够归回。
But rather, His will is that sinners can come back and repent.
哦，那为什么说以诺他能够有跟神同心，有神的心呢
？So why do we say that Enoch was able to have the same heart of God?
哦，以诺知道将来充满着罪的这个世人。会遭受神的刑罚，甚至毁灭。
It's because Enoch knew that one day the people would have to be judged and suffer judgment from God.
那神的本意啊，并不是要毁灭人。
But God's original will is not to destroy man.
哦，所以挪亚他必须把这个信息来传给世人。
Therefore, Noah's job was to bring God's message to the people.
所以他把他的儿子就起名为马土撒拉。
Therefore, he named his son Methuselah.
哦，他愿意来向世人来传警告。
He was willing to warn the people.
好，我们请看犹大书。
Let's turn to Jude, the book of Jude.
犹大书十四节。
Jude verse 14.
十四节，亚当的七世孙以诺曾预言这些人说：“看哪，主带着他千万的圣者降临。”
Verse 14, Enoch the seventh from Adam prophesied about these men. See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones.
十五节，要在众人的身上行审判， 证实那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切的不敬虔的事，又证实不敬虔之罪人所说顶撞他的刚愎话。
15. To judge everyone and to convict all the ungodly of all the ungodly acts they have done in the ungodly way, and of all the harsh words against ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
所以这里就提到这个以诺他曾经就讲预言来警告世人。
So here it's describing that Enoch prophesied to warn the sinners.
因为他起儿子的名字叫马图撒拉，这就是一个预言，这就是一个警告。
Because his naming of his son Methuselah, this was a warning.
所以我们今天所处的世代也就像以诺的世代。
So the world we live in today is just like the world that Enoch lived in.
因为我们已经可以从圣经里头，我们可以看见耶稣再来耶稣再来，人们要面对着那个最后的审判。
Because from the Bible we can already see that Jesus' second coming will bring upon judgment.
所以我们要跟神同行，我们要得他的喜悦。
Therefore, we must walk with God and we must please him.
如果说我们是跟神同心的，那我们也就要努力来做这个传警告的事情。
If we are of one heart with God, then we must do the work of preaching his message.
那个效果是如何，那个另外一回事，要紧的是我们有做。
The results of our preaching is one matter, but we must remember to preach.
我们知道到经过了一千年，到挪亚的时代，就是挪亚一家八口他们进入方舟。
And we know that after the 1,000 years, what happened was Noah and his 8 family members went into the ark.
看起来只有八个人，但是以诺他已经做了他应该做的事情。
On the surface, it seems like only 8 people went into the ark, but Enoch did his job.
所以以诺他不但跟神同行，他也得神的喜悦。
So not only did Enoch walk with God, but he also pleased God.
那以诺他为什么得神的喜悦呢？
So why did Enoch please God?
我们请再看回创世纪第五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 5.
22节。
Verse 22.
以诺生马图撒拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。
22. And after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters.
这个以诺他已经知道，在将来神会刑罚，神会毁灭。
Enoch knew that in the future God would judge and that God would destroy.
但是他对他的生活呢，却还是很尽本分的，很努力的来过他每一天的生活。
Yet he still diligently lived out his day-to-day life.
这里说他跟神同行，而且他还生儿养女。
It records here that he lived 300 years and he even had sons and daughters.
他还是一样过着一个很合理、很均衡的生活。
He still lived a very reasonable life and a very responsible life.
他神让他活着一天，他就好好的来做一个丈夫，来做一个父亲。
With each day that God allowed him to live, he was a responsible father and a responsible husband.
他不是说跟神同行，他就不管他的家庭了。
It's not that once he walked with God, he didn't care of anything about his family.
他不是说跟神同行，他就不去管日常生活里头他所应该做的事情。
It's not that once he walked with God, he didn't care anything about his daily life.
所以我们的信仰跟生活其实它并不冲突的。
Therefore, our faith and our daily life, there is no contradiction.
我们对神的这种热心虔诚，它也不应该是影响到我们在这个世界上做一个人应该有的生活。
Our fervor and zealousness towards God should not hinder in any way our life in this world.
神要我们过的生活是非常的合理的，非常的平均、均衡的生活。
The life that God wants us to live is a very balanced life and a very responsible life.
所以我们不能够用我们的信仰而来啊，而来这个啊，成为一个借口，没有尽我们生活当中应当尽的这个责任跟本分。
So we cannot use our faith as an excuse to not do what we must do in this life.
除非真的是很神非常非常特别的啊，非常特别的一个旨意。
With the exception that it is part of God's special will.
否则的话啊，这个就照着啊神给我们大家啊一般人应该有的生活，我们来过我们的生活。
Therefore, we should follow the normal life that God has allotted for us.
这里所说的生儿养女，这个就是一个最平啊，就最平凡的一个生活的模式。
When it mentions here that he had sons and daughters, it's talking about a very regular lifestyle.
那我们看到以诺他得胜的所带来的结果。
Now we look at what the result of Enoch's victory was.
创世纪五章二十三节。
Genesis chapter 5 verse 23.
以诺共活了365岁。
23. All together, Enoch lived 365 years.
24. 以诺与神同行，神将他娶去，他就不再世了。
24. Enoch walked with God, then he was no more.
在一个平安顺利的生活当中，以诺他做一个得胜的圣徒。
Under a peaceful life, Enoch lived the life of a victorious saint.
那这里提到说他没有经过死就被神娶去了。
And it records here that he walked with God and then he was no more because God took him away.
如果我们稍微仔细的看创世纪第五章啊，那以诺他真在这里啊，他是一个很突出的一个例子。
If we look a little carefully at Genesis, we can see that Enoch was a very special case.
尤其从这个五章的一节到二十节。
Especially when looking at chapter 5, verse 1 to 20.
这里所记载的每一个人最后一句话就是他就死了。
Every one of these people recorded here had their ending with, and then he died.
这个是没有一个人可以摆脱的一个事实。
This is something that no man can escape.
因为罪入了这个世界。
Because sin entered the world.
人就被这个死所来辖制，所来捆绑。
And man was bound by sin.
所显示出来的是人类的那一种没有希望在这个黑暗里头。
And what is made evidence is the hope in the darkness of this world.
那以诺这里所显示出来的是一种生命的盼望。
And what Enoch showed here was the hope of life.
人是可以在神的怜悯之下，人是可以来摆脱这个死的辖制的。
Under the mercy of God, mankind can escape the bondage of death.
以诺的他是一个得胜的所以神就让他有这个特别的恩典。
And Enoch was victorious, so God gave him the special gift.
这也带给以后的人的一个盼望。
And it brings those that came after a hope.
我们也都可以像以诺这样子来得着永生。
That we can be like Enoch and receive eternal life.
那我们来看看以诺他这几节描写以诺的经节给我们带来怎样的教训。
Now let's look at some of the teachings from these verses that record about Enoch.
在二十三节说这个以诺共活了365岁。
In verse 23, it records that Enoch lived 365 years.
在那个世代里头，我们所看到的都是八百多岁、九百多岁。
In his era, the people that we see all lived 800, 900 years.
所以 以诺跟当时其他的人比起来，啊，他的岁数算是很少。
So in comparison, his age was actually not that much.
啊，神在他365岁就将他啊就将他娶去了。
When Enoch was only 365 years, God took him away.
如果从圣经看起来，那个世代啊是越来啊是会是变得越来越堕落啊越来越邪恶的。
But from looking here, we know that his era will get more and more, dilapidated.
啊，那神知道说这个世代将要怎么的来演变。
And God knows, how history will turn out.
啊，所以神没有让这个以诺去经过那个更邪恶的世代。
So God did not allow Enoch to see the more evil days.
哦，从人来看，他活的岁数是比较少啊，但是这也是神的爱。
In man's eyes, Enoch did not live that long, but this too is God's love.
就像圣经里头所说的，凡只要是出于神的。都是美好的。
Just like it records in the Bible that anything that comes from God must be wonderful.
我们请看诗篇39篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 39.
诗篇39篇第九节。
Psalms chapter 39 verse 9.
第九节，因我所遭遇的是出于你，我就默然不已。39篇第九节
，verse 39, verse 9. I was silent; I would not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this.
要紧的啊，我们啊做一个敬畏神的人。
We must be careful to be one who fears God.
那我们生活当中，我们所遭遇的啊，是在神的允许之下而来发生的。
In our life, whatever we encounter is guided by God.
到最后，我们一定能够很高兴的说，出于神的都是美好的。
And in the end, we must all be able to say that whatever comes from the Lord is good.
那今天第二点，我们要记得啊，这个以诺他所发的预言。
So we must remember what prophecy that Enoch gave.
主耶稣再来的时候，那就是一个最后审判的时刻。
And when Jesus comes, it will be the last judgment.
就好像在犹大书的14节、15节，那以诺。对当时的人所说的
，Just like what Enoch told the people of his day in Jude chapter, in Jude verse 14 and 15.
我们请参考哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章第十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
这里告诉我们啊，这是我们每一个人人生当中必须要记得的一个最重要的一个约定。
Here tells us the most important promise that we all have to
appointment.
Appointment that we must all have to remember in our lives.
没有一个人例外。
And not one of us is exempt.
这个约定啊，也不能够把它取消掉。
And this appointment is something that cannot be cancelled.
是一定要赴约的。
It is something that we must fulfill.
就是当主耶稣再来的时候，我们都要在他的台前。
That is, when Jesus comes, we must all stand before the judgment seat.
那要照着个人所行的，或善或恶来受，啊，来受报。
And we must be judged according to what we've done, whether it is good or bad.
所以这个以诺他虽然在比较平安的时刻但是他是更加的热心的。 在这个啊对神对信仰更加的热心。
So even though Enoch lived in a peaceful era, he was more and more so zealous towards God.
通常在平安顺利的时候，我们人容易跟那种啊这种忧郁的啊比较啊容易的生活来做妥协。
Normally, during peaceful times, we give in to the conduct of people in those normal times.
那以诺他反而是努力的来跟神同行。
Yet, Enoch, on the other hand, walked more fervently with God.
那在平安的时刻，他也勇敢的来指出那将会来到的危险的时刻。
And even in the time of peace, he was able to point out the time of danger that was to come.
通常在平安顺利的时候啊，我们不愿意去讲到那可能会来的一些不如意的事情。
Normally, in times of peace, we do not like to mention the difficulties that may come.
但是主耶稣要再来，那却是一个千，那是一个啊，一个真正的事实。
But Jesus' second coming is the truth.
那以在第三个教训哈，我们也从以诺来看到，当主耶稣再来的时候，一些还存活的人啊，他们会怎么样
？Now the third teaching is about what will happen, when Jesus comes again.
就会像以诺这样子，不经过死。
Just like Enoch, we will not experience death.
我们请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章五十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51.
五十一节，我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。
51. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed.
我们知道这里所说的睡觉啊，就是这个肉体的死亡。
We know that here sleep refers to death of the flesh.
所以保罗这里说，不是每一个人都必须经过这个肉体的死亡。
So here Paul says that not everyone will have to experience physical death.
要紧的是都要改变。
Rather, we should not worry about that, but rather we should worry about that we should change.
主耶稣再来的时候要能够改变。
And that when Jesus comes, we must all be able to be changed.
那些复活的人要能够改变。
And those that resurrect must be able to be changed.
那些还活着的人也是一样要能够改变。
And that those who are still living must also be able to be changed.
那这里保罗说这是一件奥秘。
And Paul says here that this is a mystery.
真的这是一个奥秘。
Truly, this is a mystery.
是人的这种用人的想法没有办法去没有办法去想的事情。
Using human imagination, we cannot think about such a thing.
但是我们知道，在这个创世纪第五章里头，以诺他就已经曾经有这样的一个经验。
Yet we see in Genesis chapter 5 that he experienced something like this.
那在主耶稣所应许的圣灵的降临。让这些使徒他们也更有这样子的一个证据。
And now the Holy Spirit promised by Jesus Christ is proof of this promise.
那个我们知道要改变需要有一个什么力量来让它改变。
Now we know that in order for there to be change, there must be a power.That affects the change.
那这个改变的力量啊，就是那个所应许的圣灵。
And this power to change is the Holy Spirit.
所以这个圣灵也是信仰当中的一个奥秘。
So the Holy Spirit is also a mystery of our faith.
请看罗马书第八章。
Let's take a look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章十一节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 11.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的 灵使你们必死的身体又活过来。
11. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you.
所以这个圣灵的工作啊，不但是现在，也包括着将来。
So this Holy Spirit is not only in the past, but is in the present.
他的工作也包括着将来。
The work of the Holy Spirit is not only in present, but also in the future.
将来的那个复活改变啊，跟圣灵是有直接的关系。
And the change that is to occur in the future has to do with the Holy Spirit.
那第四个教训呢，就是让我们啊来效法这个以诺。
And finally, the fourth teaching is for us to copy Enoch.
让我们更有信心的来啊跟随着主耶稣。
So that we can follow God with even more faith.
让我们很热心的啊来做我们每一天都应该做的事情。
So that we can diligently do the things that we must do each day.
来这个传福音、传警告。
That we must preach and preach the warning.
也很努力的啊来照顾、来经营我们每一个人的家庭。
And that we must diligently care for each one of our families.
那相信啊，主耶稣他带领我们，帮助我们啊，一定能够让更多的人也一起来领受这个啊福音的好处。
We must believe that God will help us in our work so that more people will come to know of His gospel.
那从那啊。也因为我们努力的来经营我们的家庭，也一定啊，我们的家庭能够得到神的祝福。
And because of our diligence in managing our families will receive blessings from God.
那从以诺啊，我们也得到另外一个教训啊，就是啊，知道这位神他赏赐给我们永生。
And from Enoch, we receive another teaching, which is that from God we receive eternal life.
所以我们要常常像约翰一书里头所说的，我们要知道自己是有永生的。
So like it records in 1 John, we must know that we have eternal life.
像这个以诺，他跟神同行啊，他知道他有永生。
Like Enoch, who walked with God and knew that he had eternal life.
所以真的神让他没有经过死。
And so truly, God did not let him see death.
那也成为我们今天的一个很好的榜样。
And so became a great example for us today.
我们请参考一下约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第五章十三节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 13.
十三节，我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
13. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
在这里，使徒约翰他也是他提醒弟兄姐妹说你们要知道自己是有永生的。
Here, disciple Paul tells us that we must know that we have eternal life.
那从这个约翰一书里头我们来看到为什么知道自己有永生。
From 1 John, we can see why we know we have eternal life.
因为我们是从神所生的。
It is because we are born of God.
所以这个怎么生这个很重要。
So, how we were born is very important.
我们是不是从神所生的。
Are we born of God?
是的，我们从神所生的。
And it is yes, we are born of God.
就像约翰福音三章五节所说的。
Just like John chapter 3 verse 5.
从水和圣灵来重生。
That is born of the water and of the spirit.
约翰一书告诉我们说我们知道自己有永生，为什么？
First John tells us we know why we have eternal life.
因为我们住在主耶稣里面。
Which is because we live in God.
因为靠着主耶稣的恩惠，我们过着一个不继续犯罪的生活。
And by His grace, we live a life that is free from sin.
靠着主耶稣的恩惠我们来洁净自己。
And according to His abundant mercy, we cleanse ourselves.
靠着主耶稣的恩惠，我们来胜过这个世界。
And according to His abundant grace, we are victorious over this world.
靠着主耶稣的恩惠，我们将公义在生活当中显出来。
And according to his abundant grace, we act out his righteousness.
靠着主耶稣的恩惠，我们在生活当中将爱给显出来。
According to his abundant grace, we act out his magnificent love.
靠着主耶稣的恩惠，我们将他的道理存在心里，而且照着主耶稣所行的去行。
According to his abundant grace, we keep his word in our hearts and do his commandments.
以诺在365岁就被神把他娶去。
Enoch was taken away by God at the age of 365.
我们也可以说因为以诺他已经准备好了。
We can say that it is because Enoch was ready.
今天靠着主耶稣的恩惠，我们也能够像以诺这样子，随时都把自己准备好了。
Today, by God's grace, we can also be ready at any time.
我们问问自己，我们是不是像以诺这样子已经准备好了？
Let us ask ourselves, are we prepared like Enoch?
一起唱诗64首。
Let's sing hymn 64.